So we're beginning what's called Likutei, the collections of Moharan, which is Rashi Teva's for Moreinu Harav Rabbi Nachman. And we'll begin with the first one, which is called Ashrei Tamimei Darech, which is a pasuk, praised are those who are whole in their way. Be'ezrat Kel Elyon Asher Shamayim Haaretz Kana, with the assistance of the omnipotent one who is above, who has created heaven and the earth. He gave us his Torah, a gift from the desert. That's where Hashem gave us the Torah. We will start printing tremendous chidushim, new thoughts that are amazing and awesome on the words of Rabba Bar Bar Chana. Rabba Bar Bar Chana told us many things in the Gemara, and some of them are fascinating agadot. So he says we'll expand on his works, on his words. In this merit, we hope we'll merit to go up to Zion in song, El Kriyat Melech David Chana, to the city of the king, the place where King David camped, and that is the city of Jerusalem. And so we begin. The verse says, "And tell them, praised are those whose path is whole and go on the path in the Torah of Hashem." Da, says Rav Nachman, I want you to know, through Torah, all our prayers are accepted, and all the requests that we ask and we pray. I don't know how to translate the word chen. You know what the word chen means, right? Chen is when something finds favor in someone's eyes, even though logically they wouldn't. Meaning, if a girl is good-looking, so people are attracted to her because of her looks. If a girl like Esther is Yerakrokes, where Chazal says she had bad looks, but it says, V'tehi Esther noseis chen b'nei koroya. Everyone who saw her, she found favor in their eyes. Maybe it was her smile, maybe it was the fact they thought she was from their nation. There was something that found favor in their eyes, but that's chen. Chen is something that causes one to find favor, even though there's nothing that you could put your finger on. So the chen and the importance of the Jewish people, nitalev nitromem bifnei kol mi shetzrichim, is elevated, exalted before all that they would need it to be, hen beruchani, hen begashmi, be it in the spiritual or the physical. When the Jewish people delve in Torah, so they move up in the world, both the physical world, the world down here, and the world above. Ki achshav ba'avonoteinu harabim, for now, because of our many sins, chen b'chashivut amiti sheYisrael nafal. The chen and the importance, the true importance of the Jewish people, the true chen of the Jewish people has fallen. The primary importance in chen is by them, not by us. But through the Torah, the chen and the importance of the Jewish people is arised. The Torah is called the, she is the love, the chen, of the Jewish people. Shema ala chen alomdeh, that it causes those who learn it to have chen. Val yedei ze nitkablin kol atfilot vabakashot. And if we have chen, then all the prayers and requests are accepted. So the first point that he's saying is chen and chashivut. The true chen and chashivut of the Jewish people are downtrodden, and it is through Torah that we could arouse it. And that means arouse it both in a way that in the world will be recognized as those that have chen and chashivut, and also up above.